It's hard to believe that Beth Orton has been making records for 10 years. Her career started working with William Orbit and doing vocals for the Chemical Brothers. Her first album, Trailer Park, came out in 1996. The new one, The Comfort of Strangers, represents the first time that Beth has stepped out from behind the production to do a stripped-down album. And I ask her what her approach was to making this new record.
I mean, I've always wanted to make a record that was broken down. I've always attempted it. I mean, with Central Reservation, that's the closest I've got, and some parts of that record are really, really stripped down. And I did at one point break off and go and start recording a record just voice and guitar, but then that didn't really end up happening because me and the guy who did it together just ended up drinking too much red wine. And I don't know, it's like I've had all these little journeys and travels and sort of like going that way. And almost it's like, I think, a fear as well has stopped me to a certain degree. I don't know. But I think finally with these songs, when I was writing these songs, I knew that they would stand up to it. Or I felt they would anyway. And I went in initially and I tried some recording with a guy called M. Ward. And because I saw him live, I heard his record, I thought, oh my God, this could be a good kind of approach. And it was good. But I did start to sound a bit like his record and I kind of wasn't really into that. So anyway, eventually I met Jim O'Rourke, and it was just a meeting of minds, really, and he completely understood, and yeah.
Well, now, there was a Jim O'Rourke EP that kind of, he had a cool guitar sound in it.
Halfway to the Three-Way, yeah. It's a really, really beautiful record, and then I listened to Eureka and Insignificance, and I just, all these records, I just thought the guitar playing was beautiful, but also the sounds were beautiful, the actual kind of sonic quality of the record. So, yeah.
Well, now we're going to hear somewhat different versions of things today, because obviously when you start playing with other musicians, things change a bit.
And also it's a different environment as well, so, yeah.
All right. So, begin with Rectify?
Yeah, Rectify.
I'm not sure love is all that remains. Love's gonna fail it again. Well, love will make truth from a lie. I don't want to live how I don't want to die. So give me one kiss to build a dream. I'm gonna stay with me through the changing seasons. Yeah, yeah. And it's all I want to bring.
That is Rectify. Our guest today is Beth Orton, and you should name this wonderful band.
On bass, Leroy Bark. On drums, Matthew Johnson. On piano is Sean Reed. And on guitar is Emmett Kelly.
This sounds great. Now, when one listens, I'm getting back to Comfort of Strangers a little bit. When one listens to this album, one does not go, God, what a brilliant producer Jim O'Rourke is. You can hear everything he does. And one might have said that about your other albums because one hears the environment of the songs.
He's the best producer in the world because he's doing exactly what they say the best producers ever do, which they make themselves kind of omnipotent and invisible all at the same time. He's everywhere and nowhere. You know, he's all over it and yet he's made himself invisible. It's brilliant.
You talk about the songs being able to stand up to whatever kind of production, you know, with the production, the simplified production that this record represents. Where did all those strong songs come from?
I've just been writing for a long time, and I don't know, I don't want to speak about it anyway, because it's not really for me to say.
Yeah.
Sounds arrogant, but I don't know. I mean, I think that they
they're deeper. They seem really deep emotionally.
Yeah. There's a lot gone on in my life, and especially in the last few years. And I think maybe I used to write around things a bit, and it was always sometimes quite hard for me to be this kind of directness that I think they're more direct, and I think that's a directness that's been hard for me to kind of harness before.
There's songs on this record that leap off, like Conceived, I guess the first single, and Heartland, Truck Stop. But one of the songs that I've just been absolutely riveted by lately is Heart of Soul. And I love the chorus of this, which sounds like it should have been sung at hippie festivals in 1968 or something.
I don't know about that. I don't know if it's hippie festivals. I think it's more like it's just more a rally cry.
Right, right. Actually, the one thing I've noticed in listening to the album is how you kind of lean into that line about religion. What's the actual line?
I don't care how much religion you got to put a little love in your heart.
Yeah.
But what's also brilliant, again, there is like Tim Barnes, the drummer, you know, at that point, it's just like him and Jim just seem to hear every word I was saying and get behind the drama of it and just bring the best out and accentuate all that needed to be accentuated. I don't know.
Now, why is that unusual? Because you would think that that's what making an album would be all about, was playing together in the same room.
It is often, I mean, that's what I've always done anyway, to a certain degree. But, I mean, often it's about the musicians and about egos and about playing as kind of great this or great that, and rather than just like, right, this is a song, what are we going to do with the song, and making the song the kind of focal point. And I don't mean that to sound arrogant, because it's not about me, it's just about this song, this thing, and the arrangement really brings out the best in the song, and I've learned a lot. But then I mustn't say that, because it's not like it's not happened before, because it has. It's just happened in different ways. I don't know why I keep saying it like that, because I don't mean it as a comparison to what I've done before.
This is Heart of Soul.
Thank you.
Heart of Soul, our guest is Beth Orton, playing live today on the World Cafe, and we're listening to mostly new songs. And I keep finding myself kind of watching your finger picking to see if I can get. I read that you've been taking some lessons with Bird Jansch, and people who know John Renborn and Bird Jansch were part of this incredible band called Pentangle. And he's just an amazing guitar player. Now, when one takes guitar lessons from Bird Jansch, I mean, obviously you don't go to his office.
No, I just go around his house and we just drink tea and eat biscuits and cake and stuff and just sort of spend, like, you know, an afternoon there where we'll just play. But, I mean, I haven't done it for years. It was just kind of a few months, and then suddenly I was off making this record and then off touring it and blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, I just sit with him and we play very – we never really got past first base because I just couldn't keep up with him, basically. And so he'd be incredibly patient and just sit, and we'd go over and over and over. But it was really inspiring, and I think to a certain degree it inspired definitely a song like Heart of Soul, Shadow of a Doubt. It's inspired definitely a lot of the newer songs on this record, you know, just playing with him, and then I'd go home and I'd just have this different feel, I suppose.
Did you, how long have you known his work? Did you know him as a teenager?
I did. I mean, he used to play at this art centre where my mum helped run the place and worked there and stuff for a few years, and he used to play, I'm sure I played there, and I don't know, it was sort of in the vicinity. I think really where I really got to know about him and properly was through Led Zeppelin. So sort of a bit arse about it.
You're not the first.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now, how come you were listening to so much folk music at that time? Was that because of your mom? And that?
Yeah, because, I mean, I didn't listen to so much, but I mean, like, you know, her best friend married a folk singer and he used to be around our house all the time, and I don't know. It's the music I loved. I loved, he was a Scottish folk singer, Dougie McLean, and he used to just be around our house all the time. And when she fell in love with him, she played. We just had, I don't know, just loads of that, just like, and hippie fairs with lute builders and big men with big beards and that whole kind of seriousness thing.
Where did the song Conceived come from?
That is a really old song.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the oldest song.
What does really old mean? Like.
6 or 7 years.
Wow.
6 years, yeah.
Did you always like it?
Never found a home until I met Jim, and I played it to him. I was like, well, I've got this song that no one really seems to like. And he was like, well, why don't you just try strumming rather than picking? I was like, okay. And I mean, I have tried that on my own, but I remember playing it to someone before, and they were like, it's twee. Mm. Or it's this or it's that, and so it never got, but he loved it, and then he put that bass line and then there was drum part, and suddenly it's like, oh yeah, this is a really good song.
And the hesitation is great too, so this is Conceived.
dream alive. Can I keep it with mine? But I'm no good for you, I suppose. When you get a call back, you still hold me close at night. Never lock you in less. And the world's not such a friendly place, is it? Can go very cold, very quickly, for a very long time. This is a summer song, twist the face down, even out to shine. Loveless embrace. Still we learn to be a warm sun. When a fairy called galaxy is just like you said it could be. Always like you said it would be. Sometime the future comes hard and cold.
Conceived, one you may have heard before from Beth Orton, another one from Comfort of Strangers. Whenever we look at an artist, it's always a snapshot of where they are at this album and then where they are at this album. Do you sometimes feel compartmentalized by the whole things that go along with it? You release an album, now you have to go out and talk about it and tour, when in fact it may be old.
Oh, no, I don't know about that. I mean, playing it is one thing. I love playing it. It's just, I mean, talking about it is a bit abstract because it's just like, I don't know, you know, when you, in a way you should do interviews while you're making the record because that's when you know what everything's about and where it's just what's going on right there and then. I mean, talking about it later, you can kind of, you know.
You got to make it up sometimes, probably.
Well, that, and yeah, you could make it up or you could just not be quite sure what the hell you're talking about.
Right. Well, one of my favorites is Heartland Truck Stop, and that was a tour song.
Yeah, that started on tour, definitely. I just thought Heartland Truck Stop was the most beautiful name for a petrol station I'd ever heard.
For a not-so-beautiful thing. And it's a version of Heartland Truck Stop live with our guest, Beth Orton.
Broken, never could, never would, never clouds up my day. See, I wanted to give, then I just couldn't take it.
I wanted to love when I turned around and hated it. If I ever knew, I'd try to tell. Give my heart, but I never sell. Supermarket of the soul. I'm the drugstore, global mall. Taking flights of indifference across a wide screen sky. The feel so all alive. I think that you were dying. See, I'm walking on water. Your silence is finest, don't give me your word. Your silence speaks louder. Come on, give me a word. I don't want to know, but didn't know how the hurting me works. If they ever knew, they'd find yourself. Give them a heart and they never tell. Supermarket of a soul. Heartland, drugstore, global mall. And the one thing that is certain. Bridge builders' daughters and incestuous dreams. Confidentially speaking, all is as it seems. Confidentially speaking, all is as it seems.
Heartland Truck Stop finishing up our session today. Beth, thank you so much for these songs, number one, and for playing them live.
Thank you.
It's a real treat. Beth Orton, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Beth Orton's new In the Comfort of Strangers is available at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As also a chance to look over all of our World Cafe CDs as well. Live at the World Cafe, we're up to volume 21 at this point.